So you graduated from Klassen, and then you went on to OU.
Right.
And that was a good experience. You made friends with the president, Dr. Yeah. George Cross.
George Cross, yeah. He and his wife both are wonderful people. Had a great relationship with Dr. Cross. I remember when he'd be interviewed like this, and you'd be asking him something pointedly, he'd say, no comment. That was very famous to all of us to know that he would say no comment. But I credit him with our beginning. You can credit Bud Wilkinson or whoever you want to for football. But George Cross wanted a football team that we all be proud of. He had a different way of saying it. But he was a great guy and kidded me a lot because I didn't like one course when I went down there, and that was botany. Of course, that was his course. That's what he taught. So we had a lot of joking to do about that. But he's a wonderful, wonderful man and great experience to be a friend of his.
Dr. George Cross, he was committing himself to have a good university. He had a saying.
I think it went like, I want to build this university to set excellence so we'd have a university that the football team could be proud of. Emphasizing that football was going to be king at the University of Oklahoma, as it later became.
So then the first coach, Tatum.
Tatum was the first coach that they got under the leadership of George Cross.
And then Bud Wilkinson.
Then Bud came in about a year later. He started out. We played Army a close game when they were with Doc Blanchard and their great team, Mr. Inside, Mr. Outside. We came close to beating them then. From then on, we continued to win, and he had two winning streaks, the main one being 47 straight games without a defeat. He was a hero in these parts and went on to later coach the St. Louis Cardinals, and it was a very difficult chore for him to do that. Of course, right before that, he had run for U.S. Senator and lost to that fellow by the name of Harris.
As a young man, you weren't around him, but I think as you...
Bud
Wilkinson.
Right.
But as an adult, you did have association with him. What was that, and how did you see him as a man?
Well, he was a close friend of Carl Anderson in town, who played at Army and was an assistant coach at OU for a while. He's since passed away. His sons are still here, and they put up a nice tribute to University of Oklahoma. I was around him with his golf tournament called Swing for Sight Golf Tournament, which was Bud and Barry Switzer doing it, and I got acquainted around him then. Then he remarried. His first wife was Mary, who I thought was so wonderful. He married this other lady from St. Louis, and so when they were living here for a short while, I would have dinner with them on a couple occasions. We just had occasion to be over at Carl Anderson's house quite a few times when he was here visiting him. He also had a very good friend still here in Oklahoma City by the name of David Davenport. I talked to David the other day because we are building four coaches' statues down in Norman. Benny Owen, Bud, Barry, and Bob. So I've been in touch with Bud's son to be developing the pose we want for Bud down in Norman. This to go along with also adding Sam Bradford to the four Heismans we have down there. But Bud, I met also when we were doing the Olympic Festival. We had Bud come back for a lot of those kind of things, and he also was appointed by the president, Kennedy, and later Nixon, to be head of the fitness program. Bud asked me to do the program in Norman for fitness in Oklahoma, and we did, and we associated with that a lot. We brought Bob Mathias in. He was a fraternity brother from California, and he comes in, and we have a nice program down there with other entertainers and put on quite a show for that. And then we were doing the Stars and Stripes show later. Went to Washington to visit with Bud to try to get his help in getting some folks from Washington, D.C. to come in for the Stars and Stripes show, or mainly try to at least get some telegrams sent, and we did, and he helped us a lot with that. So we had some nice relationships.
A calm, easygoing kind of guy. That's the way I view him from afar.
I think you know, his football players could tell you more about that. I found him always pleasant. He was just a regular guy. Talked to a lot of his friends about him. He was with Lindsey Nelson for a long time in the ESPN days, and Lindsey told me he was fun and good to work with. So I assume he's like that to everybody.